Well, good morning. Yeah, morning. 11:36 a.m. on Saturday, February the 28th, 2026, here on a scattered cloud morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado, 62.46 degrees, somewhere in there. Lovely morning, lovely morning. A little bit of a breeze. Not nearly enough, but a little bit. We'll take it. Take what we can get. Humping along this morning. Not exactly sure what lit a fire in my afterburner today, but whatever it was, I'll take it because I'm moving. And this is my 40-mile day. Said it couldn't be done. Well, I said it couldn't be done, and I was, of course, lying. Music this morning was Dead Can Dance, Aeon album. A little bit of surreality this morning, which is appropriate given the amount of surreality in the world. So I still have a bunch of stuff I need to do today. I've got some stuff I've done, which is good. I still have more to do. I'm really hoping I'm going to get the cat done today. I have the latest typo reports to put in, and then a regeneration of the PDF for the text version. Once I get that squared away. Morning. Played a little Satisfactory this morning. Got my Iron Forges firing up. And I've got twice as much material going in than I'm actually processing. So, yeah. I can use some of that elsewhere. Power situation is holding pretty steady. I've got a little over 2 gigawatts, and I'm using a little under 1, so fair enough. I need to make computers next. I need a computer factory. Which means I need to run some copper. And while I'm at it, probably some cadmium. And since it's right there, iron, build a train. One of my go-to places where I need to put in a train. It'll be just one lane doubleheader. I will probably run dual tracks just in case I want to work from that as a base, but see how it goes. I have a new region opening up to the east with some really good oil. A little bit of coal, some sulfur. I may put turbo fuel over there. But I really need my diluted fuel capabilities, which means I have to go find a bunch of hard drives, hard disks. I'm still reading Alchemist's Retribution, Tower Bound. I'm nearing the end of book one. Very nice. I can't wait to get into book two. Well, yeah, I can. I can wait till after I finish book one, and then I will go directly into book two. I'm pretty sure book two is out there. If it's not, I'm going to be so disappointed. Morning. I hope it's not a fire. We've had red flag warnings all week because of the high winds. It's still fairly breezy today. Supposed to have half decent weather for the next couple of days, and then Tuesday is going to be. Apparently Tuesday, the forecast got thrown into a blender. The weather is moving east to west instead of west to east. Stuff being blown up out of the Gulf. Other stuff being blown down from the north. And it's kind of mixed right over our heads. So, could be something, could be nothing, could be a lot of different things. Who knows? If I time it right, Tuesday's a 3-day. Well, Tuesday's a 3-day anyway. If I time it right, I don't have to walk, which means I need to walk tomorrow on Monday. Monday, I've got a vet appointment. They're going to check to make sure I've had all my shots. And I don't think I'm due for rabies yet, but it's for the new cat. Seamus is a character. He's definitely a barely tamed feral. I think at one point he must have been a feral cat, because he does odd things. Like he'll go from one food dish to another. He'll scavenge off the counter, even when there's food in his dish. If there's food around, he will sniff it out and at least have a little bit. So he'll eat a little bit here. He'll eat a little bit there. He'll scavenge some around. Damn, he likes the butter. Oh my God. I can't leave the butter dish out anymore. Luckily, he hasn't figured out how to open up the bread box yet. So as long as I keep the bread box closed. He's a lovely little boy. He's still really skinny. He hasn't put on much weight. But oh, good. My ears are plugged up. Robert and his brothers out. Dog walkers, walkers. I shouldn't complain because I'm one of them. But, yeah, busy morning. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. Hello. Well, good morning to you too. Those dog fighting her all the way. Oh, yeah. So this book, this Tower Bound series, it's intriguing because, well, there's a certain amount of the required gameplay mechanic. There's a lot of heart in this story. The main character, Ren. I can't see that name without thinking about the video of Hi Ren, which just, every time I think of it, it blows me away. I wonder how many takes he had to do to get that without botching it. There's so much going on. Anyway, he's one of 10 people living in a post-apocalyptic slum where the country he's living in, whatever country that might be, is divided into districts. That's the whole world is divided into districts. District 1 is the bottom. And District 10 is the top. And he's on the bottom in a dorm with 9 other guys, all trying to eke out some sort of living. And they start playing this game. There's a big setup to it. The usual amount of bandiflage. It's to get it set up, to get it going. And then it just keeps going. The progression of levels, of skills, serves its purpose in terms of having a skeleton that just needs to be fleshed out, which makes it kind of nice. I'm taking note of that. Also, a big part of the charm is how much the story depends on the growth of the characters, the development of the world. Ren having inside knowledge of how this game develops because of being screwed over in the past. There's a certain hiccup that sort of gets glossed over. There's a time travel glitch where Ren gets put back to the beginning, to just before the game opens. But he keeps all of his very high level skills and knowledge, his understanding of the game mechanics, of the whole thing, and he takes it with him back. And so he begins to organize his fellow slum dwellers. What was the Indian movie, Slum Dogs? Now these are scrap rats. That's the name of his guild, or his erstwhile guild. Erstwhile guild. And it's really fascinating to see how the author goes about developing Ren and his cohort of side characters. It's not all smooth. It's not all peaches and cream. It's not all. He has a fixation on cheese. No, he lives for real cheese, which is a fun little pun, because going for the cheddar is like sort of slang for in it for the money. He's in it for the cheddar, but in his case, it's literally the yellow and white aged cheddar, not the tinkle in your wallet. Which is a fun little pun, and it works out. He's always after it. He's also a coward. He doesn't like to fight. I can relate to that. Having played a lot of games where I was the cleric and having to do the heals and not be depended on for tank, and still winding up face tanking so much, it's ridiculous. But it's a fun story. I'm enjoying it greatly, and I'm looking forward to lunch, because I will be reading some more during lunch, which should happen in about 15 minutes. Morning. because I made it. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, you know, tomorrow is another month. It's also another day. The first one day of March. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.